how is your fitness life going? Real talk. You know, I brought this conversation up in the Buzz to Bulk Facebook group. And if you're not a part of that on Facebook, I don't know what you're waiting for. Come over and join that. And there was a lot of interesting responses. And I want to dive into those. You don't want to miss this one. It's going to be good. Let's go.
The future of fitness.
How do you gain muscle mass?
Fitness is not complicated. It's simple when you break it down.
There's so much information out there.
No fads, no diets, just plain simple habits.
You're listening to the Bones to Bulk podcast.
Hey, welcome to today's episode. My name is Brian Parody. I will be your host. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm so glad you're here. I try to keep these episodes short and sweet to the point, 10 minutes, give or take, and actionable steps that you can take today. If you're not following this podcast, please take just a second, go subscribe, follow this podcast, depending on what app you're on. That would mean so much. I appreciate it. So while I'm everywhere on social media, I also am on Facebook and have a group. And if you're not a part of it, we have just people from all walks of the journey. And I highly recommend if you're on Facebook, come join it. I asked how everybody was doing with fitness, and I got a lot of varied responses. Because guess what? Fitness is very much a mental game. Very much so. If we're not in the right headspace, it can really affect in a negative way what we're trying to achieve with our fitness, with our eating habits. And let's be real, life can be fucking heavy, especially right now. There's a lot of edginess in the world. People are on edge. People are uncertain. There's a lot of things that bring confusion, that bring questions of what is the future going to look like? Probably now more than any other time in history. At least it feels that way. And with that comes a lot of stress, comes a lot of doubt, comes a lot of worrying. Knowing how to deal with that and stay true to your fitness, to your eating habits, can be really hard. If life sucks, if you're going through really difficult times, whether it's, you know, if your family, whether it's your job, whether it's anxiety or depression or whatever it may be, that can really hinder us in any kind of goal setting. Because if we're not in the mental space to go after a goal, because if our mental space is so clouded with the day-to-day, how do we have space to make for healthy eating? How do we have space to make for getting in a good solid workout? And I want to kind of give some insight, because it can be easy to say, well, life is hard and I'm going through shit and there's shitty times and I'm just not going to make any effort right now. I'm going to take a break. And don't get me wrong, sometimes that's needed. We don't allow ourselves to take breaks as often probably as we need them. It's okay to step away for a little while. It's okay to say, you know what? This over here needs my attention, and I'm going to give all of my attention to it, and I'm going to kind of step away from this for a little bit. And that's okay to do sometimes. We all have to do that at some points. But if it's the habit, if we resort to that more than we resort to sticking with our habits, that's where it can get dangerous. Because oftentimes, when we begin to make steps towards our fitness, towards our health, whether it's workouts, healthy eating, that helps our mindset. The food we eat and the exercise we get are directly related to our mental state. It can improve our sleep. It can improve our thought patterns. It can improve our overall outlook on life. There's a lot of things that back up the benefits of workouts. And I'm talking that go far deeper than just from a physical perspective. And we don't talk about that enough. We don't talk about the mental side of fitness. Not only the difficulty of it, the difficult mental games that we play in trying and striving to get better and feeling like we're failing or that we're behind or that we just don't have time. There's that aspect. And then there's also the mental aspect of how much better do you feel going through your day when you know you're eating right, when you're getting in that workout. And not just from a perspective of I did what I needed to do or what my goal was, but also it affects our physical being in so many ways. Food is our fuel. It's what drives us. It's what gives us energy. It's what makes us feel good or bad. How many times have you had a really, at the moment, good meal, but it was bad food, and then 30 minutes later, you felt like shit? We've probably all been there, right? We're like, why did I eat that? Or I feel so stuffed. I feel like I'm going to barf. Like, we've all gorged or indulged at some point to where we feel like that. Why? We're seeking a temporary fix to something that's deeper. But what we don't realize is that when we start to eat healthier, it spills over into our mental space. By eating good, healthy, clean foods, we're giving our brains literally the capacity to function at a more even keel, where we can come at life from a more stable standpoint. I can't tell you how many days that I walk out into the garage and I stare at my weights. And I'm just like, man, I am worn down. I don't want to do this. I want to go back to bed. I only have a limited time that I can get this in before it's time to get ready for work. And then I've got challenges at work. I've got family. I've got all these things pulling at me, right? And all I want to do is go back to bed, pull those covers over my head, and forget about the world for another 45 minutes, right? It's real. It's real. Those struggles are freaking real. It's a very common occurrence. It's not once a month I walk out here and feel that way. It's often. You know, we live in this world where it's like if you're not eager and just reared up and ready to go at all times, then you're doing something wrong, or you're failing at life, or there just must be something off with you. No, that's not it at all. That's part of life. Doing things that are going to benefit me mentally and physically, it's not easy to do it in the moment. It might be a cool Instagram post to show yourself working out in the gym, and it might be a cool little inspirational thing like, yeah, I'm up and working out. But when it comes down to it, when it's just you alone with you and those weights, or it's just you alone staring into that refrigerator, shit gets real, real quick, because there's nobody to impress. There's no post. There's no world watching. It's just us. And it's in those moments, that's when we are defining what do we really, truly want on a deep, deep level. And we've got to be real with ourselves. If we're telling ourselves like we're going to do it tomorrow, or we're going to do it the next day, or next year, we're going to get on track, or whatever, are we, how many times have we told ourselves that lie? So I say all this for two main reasons. One, I want you to realize you're not alone in struggling. You're not. It's okay to struggle. It's okay not to always want to eat healthy. It's okay to not always want to work out. Like, that's absolutely 100% okay. I feel like that, I would say at least 50% of the days, maybe more. It's okay. Let's admit that. Let's get that out on the table. And the second thing is knowing when you genuinely, from the bottom of your heart, need to give yourself a break. And I don't mean like taking a year off, but I mean like, hey, I need this week. I need these 2 weeks to really focus on some other things. Do it if you need to. If you need to take a pause from the gym, do it. Still eat healthy. You know, I'm always a proponent of that. But know when you're lying to yourself and saying that I need this as opposed to I want this. Because let's be real, I want to crawl back into bed every day when I step out into this garage. It's cold. I don't have the heat going yet. And I would literally rather be back in bed. But it's saying, you know what, I would, but that's not going to get me to where I want to be. It's not going to help me in my long-term goals. And it's making that decision. That sucks. I'm not going to lie. It sucks making that decision some days that, you know what, I know I don't feel like it, but oh well, I've signed up for this. I've chosen this is the path that I truly want to take. I want to be healthy. And so regardless of how I feel, I'm doing it. And sometimes we have to grab ourselves by the back of the neck, shake ourselves a little bit, and be like, you know what? Wake the hell up, because this is your life and you've got one shot at it. You may not want to do this, but you need this. Your mental capacity needs this. Your physical state needs this. It's not always about what we want, even though, man, sometimes I wish it was. I hope this encourages you. I hope it encourages you to really look deep into yourself and figure out what's going on with your fitness goals. I'm here if you ever have questions. I am on every social media channel. You can reach out to me. I am very approachable. I read all my messages that I get. Whether you want to message me on Facebook in our Facebook group at Bones to Bulk, check that out. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N underscore Parody. And then I'm on TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube at Bones to Bulk. All that will be linked in the show notes. Please don't hesitate to hit me up. Sometimes it's really helpful to connect with someone or a group of people. Again, if you're on Facebook, come join our group. Like, having that extra encouragement, that extra motivation can be that little edge that helps get you to your goal. Until next week, remember, you've got this.